I have a question today from Rupeshwar Gauranga Das, and I'm answering it from New Brajadam. I'm still here. Yesterday morning, although I had one cold, I got another cold on top of that. And so I really wasn't in the mood to go anywhere. And I probably stay here until tomorrow evening and then go back to Budapest. Otherwise it looks like another beautiful spring day here. I have to admit that I leave New Brajadam with a real heavy heart. It's really beautiful seeing all the apple blossoms, cherry blossoms, magnolia trees, gold rain, and so many other bushes and trees just bursting and blooming. It's beautiful, and just day by day, everything's getting greener and lovelier. Spring is a wonderful season. And Rupeshwar Gauranga asks, Maharaj, how do we ensure that we stay in ISKCON for the rest of our lives? Is it something in particular, or is it different for different devotees? Is there something Srila Prabhupada wrote as a general instruction? I hear the term never leave ISKCON. What does it mean exactly? Of course, everyone may not agree with my rendition of this answer. It's not exactly philosophy. It's also dependent on how you define ISKCON, and different people have different definitions of it. I'm not going to really get so much into the definition of what ISKCON is. However, I will say that in its sort of broadest sense, ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's followers working together under the authority and guidance and vision of the GBC body to spread Krishna consciousness in the way that he wanted us to do that. His divine grace wanted us to do that. Someone may be a full-time devotee, a part-time devotee, a Sankirtan devotee, a pujari, one who has his own business, he may be a sannyasi, brahmachari, have 10 children, grihastha with 10 children. That's really immaterial. The important thing is the cooperative spirit for serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I'll come back to this cooperative spirit. I don't buy, and obviously don't recommend anyone to buy allegations of someone else being ISKCON, someone else being Srila Prabhupada's successor, of others leading us back to Prabhupada. For me, these are all pie in the sky. Of course, it's Kali Yuga, anyone can say anything they want. But ISKCON is the legal organization that Srila Prabhupada established, and those that are affiliated to that institution, and working, as I mentioned, with the GBC. It's got its problems, it has its scandals, it has its wonderful achievements, all of these things, but that's what it is. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, don't leave. If everything was just a bed of roses, there was no need for him to actually say, oh, don't leave ISKCON. And this whole concept of remaining together is actually one institution, is in itself a part of the wonder and identity of the Krishna consciousness movement, because Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer, because we do so much more when we're working together in a cooperative spirit than when we go our individual ways. And we have the opportunity to actually establish a society, a community of devotees. And a community is naturally based on so much variety, on so much differences of opinion, differences of methodology, disagreements. That's all fine, but don't leave. But don't leave ISKCON. Don't don't leave the authority and the guidance of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, of GBC, and continue to realize and work on projects that are centered around Srila Prabhupada's direct instructions. How do you do that? How are we meant to fulfill this desire of Srila Prabhupada? Well, we're just meant to do it. We're meant to be faithful. That's what it means, to be faithful followers. I'm recalling a lecture or conversation where Srila Prabhupada was sort of complaining about devotees not following vows of initiation, and he's saying, but you've given a vow, you've made a promise. He says, once a gentleman gives his word, you keep it. So similarly, we who are either initiated or uninitiated devotees, we who have received transcendental knowledge, received the path of enlightenment, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the association of Vaishnavas, the wonderful benefits that Srila Prabhupada has given, it then becomes thanklessness or ingratitude on our part to leave that. We then become obliged. It's not dissimilar to, for instance, marriage. In the beginning, we're in love, everything is very wonderful, and we have so many ideals about how we'll live together forever, but later on, when the love wears off and the practicalities of what it means for two people to permanently live together are visible, then it's not such a easy thing. But still, marriage is for life. You're not supposed to leave. You don't leave. You stay with your spouse. So in the same way that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do that, this means just dharma, just being true, actually, to our word, and being true to our obligations, being true to our commitments, being true to those who have sacrificed for us, who have given to us, and not betraying them. Unfortunately, it in one sense sort of indicates our lack of qualification in this age, when Srila Prabhupada has to even tell us, don't leave ISKCON. It's like when we take vows of marriage, to tell us, well, don't divorce, that you'll never separate. Why should we have to say that? Isn't it understood that you don't separate? Why do we say it? Because the tendency is there to do so, unfortunately. Like Srila Prabhupada would say, why does it say in the Bible, thou shalt not kill? Well, isn't it obvious that you don't kill? But you have to tell it for those people who are used to that type of thing. So why does Srila Prabhupada tell us no separation? Why does Srila Prabhupada say, don't leave ISKCON? Because the tendency is there, unfortunately, to do so. So we really need to be committed gentlemen and associate with those type of gentlemen and gentlewomen who also have that same type of very, very strong commitment. They're also committed to Srila Prabhupada's movement. Come better or worse, they don't leave. And they stick it out. That type of commitment, dharmic faithfulness is not disconnected from Krishna consciousness. It's not disconnected from the principle of surrendering to Krishna, because ultimately it's surrendering to Srila Prabhupada's will. It's following an order that we've been given. And how do we explain to Krishna, how do we explain to Srila Prabhupada that we haven't followed their will? Of course, many have got excuses. I've heard many excuses, countless excuses, of the reasons for leaving ISKCON. And I have to admit that sometimes someone may have been, as we say, kicked out of the society, and unjustly so. But overall, for the most part, our business and duty, despite hardships that we encounter, we need to continue, and we need to stay somehow or another within that greater body of Vaishnavas who are together serving Srila Prabhupada, because we achieve so much more when we're working cooperatively together. And that's the bottom line. We can do things, we can serve Srila Prabhupada in our own way, in our own place, in our own mats, in our own temples, and it may be well and good, but it isn't what Prabhupada wanted, and the result will be less than the sum total of the parts. So all of those devotees who are committed to serving His Divine Grace, who've come to Krishna consciousness through Srila Prabhupada, then owe it to Srila Prabhupada to remain faithful, to continue to remain married to His Krishna consciousness movement, and to make it what He wanted it. It may appear to be very, very difficult. It's not that it may appear to be very difficult. It is very difficult. But still, that's our business, to make every effort to fulfill His Divine Grace's desires. And therefore, as Srila Prabhupada then says, never leave this God. He said it many times, and said it to many people. And hopefully it remains a important feature of our meditation, that we realize that this is how we are meant to be practicing Krishna consciousness, and no other way. Hare Krishna.